Businesses are bracing for the impact of a possible global downturn fueled by the coronavirus and the rising possibility of a recession here in Australia later this year. But already, one of Australia's top businessmen, Gerry Harvey, says the crisis is an opportunity to help revive local companies who have been hurt by cheap imports from China. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
When Gerry Harvey speaks, the government finds it very hard not to listen. The veteran chairman of the Harvey Norman electronics, furniture and white goods chain doesn't see a coronavirus disaster just yet. But as Josh Frydenberg draws up economic stimulus plans, Mr. Harvey is suggesting 12-month interest-free loans to revive local companies driven to the wall over the past decade by cheaper Chinese imports.
We've got like furniture manufacturers, for instance, that make stuff in Australia. Now there's a door open for them where they can actually make more product and sell it, but they probably need a little bit of extra money. So I was suggesting that they could have a 12-month interest-free loan from the government. Wouldn't cost much money at all. It's a no-brainer.
What about government subsidies for employers, especially small and mid-sized companies, to keep paying wages in the scenario that their staff are told to work at home?
If that happened, I'm assuming that's not going to happen. In the event that it does, then we'll worry about it. I'm not going to worry too much about things. There's not a lot of evidence to suggest that this is going to be extremely dangerous. I just don't see the need to panic at this stage.
With central banks cutting rates and both the Reserve Bank and Treasury downgrading growth forecasts, George Tharano, chief economist at the global investment bank UBS, sees a possible recession in Australia later this year after 29 years of unbroken economic growth.
The probability of a recession is clearly rising by the day.
But Mr. Tharano is pessimistic that the government's reassuring words will be enough, given Australia's exposure to frozen industrial production in China.
You would need to see something much more substantial, cash handouts and tax cuts, to have a more positive view than I've got. And so far, the government doesn't seem willing to do that. The longer you have physical bans on movement of people, it means that it's more likely over time that the bounce back that everyone assumes, including me, can't occur. It's showing the vulnerability of the economy to any negative global factors.
Gerry Harvey doesn't see a recession, but worries that local businesses could go to the wall, even referring to a depression, if Australia fails to avoid the worst of any new global shock, as it did in the GFC 11 years ago.
We never got that shock here in Australia. Even if you got a 10% decrease in sales across Australia, that would send at least half the retailers in Australia broke. If they've dropped 20%, you're in recession and depression territory.
Do you think we're heading towards a recession?
No. But the possibility is always there. So if you're a business, you've always got to watch what might come from left field. You never know.
Gerry Harvey is also prepared for what many see as the current worst-case scenario, as shoppers fight in supermarket aisles for hand sanitizer and toilet paper.
Well, I was a kid and I didn't have toilet paper. We used to have the newspapers on the dunny walls. So I'm not too worried. I can go back to that without any trouble.
Harvey Norman, Chairman Gerry Harvey, speaking there with the ABC's Peter Ryan.